USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and French President Emmanuel Macron was on the phone with their Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin for more than an hour, urging an immediate ceasefire. But a French official says Putin did not show a willingness to end the war. Scholz and Macron echoed a statement from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who said negotiations must begin with the suspension of hostilities. Zelensky, during a briefing, said negotiating teams had now started discussing concrete topics as opposed to trading ultimatums. He said about 1,300 Ukrainian troops have been killed since Russia invaded his country. He also said the conflict meant that some small Ukrainian towns no longer exist. The Texas Supreme Court stopped the last challenge to the state's law that practically banned abortions in the Lone Star State. The Dow finished its fifth straight week with losses, losing more than 200 points Friday. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Children trying to enter the United States will no longer be denied a chance to seek asylum. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced the change late Friday. It said that expulsion of unaccompanied non-citizen children is not warranted to protect public health. The change comes ahead of a court order that would have allowed the Biden administration to expel unaccompanied minors seeking asylum under Title 42. That policy was introduced in March of 2020 during the early days of the pandemic. A police officer in Ohio has been cleared of criminal wrongdoing in the shooting of a teenager. 16-year-old Makia Bryant was shot and killed by Columbus police officer Nicholas Reardon as she swung a knife at a young woman. Police were responding to a 911 call made from the foster home that Bryant stayed at. It was a report about a group of girls threatening to stab other household members. The killing has led to a Justice Department review of the Columbus Police Department. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
One Southeast Asian country is breathing a sigh of relief after a big error did not kill anyone.
India reported Friday that it accidentally fired a missile into Pakistan Wednesday because of a technical malfunction during routine maintenance. India officials said while the incident is deeply regrettable, it is also a matter of relief that there had been no loss of life due to the accident. Pakistan's Foreign Office said it had summoned India's Charge d'Affaires in Islamabad to lodge a protest saying, "Be mindful of the unpleasant consequences of such negligence in the future." From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Up to a foot of snow is expected in parts of Pennsylvania and New York as a late winter storm moves through the Northeast. Windy conditions expected as well, gale warnings in effect for coastal areas of Delaware and New Jersey. A shakeup in the NFL broadcast booth over at Fox Sports.
It's the end of an era, as Joe Buck is reportedly leaving Fox for ESPN. The New York Post is reporting Buck will join his longtime broadcast partner, Troy Aikman, in the booth at ESPN for Monday Night Football, leaving Fox after almost 30 years. Fox is reportedly letting him out of the last year of his contract as a gesture for his longtime tenure with the company. ESPN is expected to give him a five-year deal worth up to $75 million. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
You can listen to us anytime online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.